You moo or moan, or something comes out of you. It turns her on, but she turns her back on you. Perhaps looking at you any longer would lead to her twining her body with yours, falling to the floor in a wanton huddle of feminine moaning, glorious bliss. You think about it. You want to touch yourself, but after that tug on the collar, your arms are just so slack and heavy. Your jaw, too, you're drooling a little, as a euphoric feeling that isn't sexual, but is instead of belonging, of connection to her, floods through your mind. While walking through the hallway, you think those thoughts, thoughts you've been given during sessions with visors and headphones, or just someone milking your breasts and telling you things during the orgasm, things that you'll hold very dear because you associate them with that orgasm. You feel good. Milking feels good. Cowgirls feel good. Your big breasts feel good. Surrender is so good. You need to be milked. You want to remain here and be emptied. Stopping halfway wouldn't be fun. You follow any path that leads toward your big milky breasts being emptied. Giving in and being milked is fun. Good cowgirls obey and follow. These thoughts squirm through your mind pleasantly, as you were squirming in the sheets so soon in the past. And she leads you, tugging, bringing you along corridors. You know you're going somewhere for pleasure. Perhaps it's milking at last. But then again, they have been, giving you some kind of treatment that's accelerated whatever's happening inside your tits, making the milk come faster. Maybe you're just going for that. You really hope they're going to empty you this time, but you hoped that all the other times as well. You're so often turned on by your own body, but now you're being turned on by the mechanism that fills your tits. You return to touching yourself, your hands having recovered enough strength. The weakness and docility only happens when she tugs the leash. It only lasts for a little while after. You touch yourself, following through with enough stimulation to keep your mind focused and to make following her down the halls easier. Feels so good. You begin to pant, your tongue hanging out, knowing you are once more tempting her, given how much you turn them on. All the women here are turned on by everyone else. It always turns the handlers on to see you empty-eyed, to see you drooling. She tugs the leash. You whimper as your hands fall away once more, too lazy and docile to touch. Your treatment will be in here today, she says, gesturing to, sadly, one of the rooms for treatment and body modification. Her words break you from your arousing fantasy and reverie just a little more. The body mod labs where they make your tits bigger, or milkier, or more sensitive. You suppose all of that is wonderful, but you do have one particular desire. She opens the door. It's just a small, simple massage table inside, but one that can be inverted to hang upside down on a simple armature as well. You know there's more concealed in the walls, the ceiling, devices, tools. She pushes the small of your back lightly. Her hand is warm.